name. I told the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he'd write my name. I said, Lord, I'll make you a soldier. Write my name in the book of life. I said, Lord, I'll make you a soldier. You'll write my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2, and the things that thou hast heard among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, I told the Lord if he'd make me a soldier, just write my name. Amen. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that it may please him that chosen him to be a soldier. If a man strive for the masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth, the pastor that pastoreth, the preacher that preacheth, the evangelist that evangelizeth. Amen. Woo, come on. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things. Let's say that together. I endure all things. Let's say it together again. I endure all things. Hallelujah. Did you say it? Can you say it? And tell the truth. I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we suffer. Let's say that together. We suffer. Say it again. We suffer. We shall also reign with him. Amen. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, what is denying him? Refusing to suffer with him. You know why the disciples forsook him and fled? They didn't want to suffer with him. They was afraid they were going to be killed too. And he forsook him and fled. It takes a double dose to come back like John did. Amen. There he was at the foot of the cross. Jesus dying. And now Jesus is going to point him out. He's going to let everybody stand around know that he's one of them. Son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. Of course, Jesus couldn't point, but his eyes pierced like a flame of fire. Amen. If we suffer, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. I'd like to talk about essential service this morning. Essential service. I tell you, I speak in satire now. It is a disaster in Atlanta today, Super Bowl Sunday, and Atlanta is solid ice. And the sheriff and the police force have said no one is allowed on the streets and the highways and roads are closed down. And you can't have a Super Bowl today because the weather's too bad and we're going to write tickets for everybody that gets on the road. Did somebody laugh? They'll do it in Hamilton on Sunday night. Why? Because they don't think the service of the Lord is essential. Amen. Yes, Atlanta is a sheet of ice. Amen. Yes, they're afraid that people won't be able to get to the Super Bowl game. Do you think that stadium will have one empty seat today? Huh? Do you think the sheriff and the police will be writing any tickets for anybody out on the road causing wrecks? Huh? Taking their life in their hands to get to the Super Bowl. Certainly not. Amen. Why? Because the Super Bowl is so essential to life and limb. Amen. It would be a disaster of monumental proportions if we couldn't let those guys get out there and butt heads. And break each other's necks and backs and legs and arms and bruise each other and bang each other and clash with one another and everybody cheer and hoop and holler even though they had to slide in to get there. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. Amen. Amen. What if Washington, amen, had said, it's too bad. My army's too ragged. I don't have the resources. I don't have the right kind of boats. I'm not going to cross that river. And besides, it's Christmas. They had lost every battle. They were backs against the wall. They were starving to death. The soldiers had no boots. When they marched, they dragged blood in the snow. Amen. They wrapped rags around their feet. That ragged army loaded into what boats they could commandeer. Amen. And crossed that dark river in the middle of the night. Amen. And attacked those Hessian soldiers, those German soldiers that the British had hired to fight for them. Amen. After a drunken Christmas party. Amen. Defeated the Hessians on Christmas night. Amen. And the next day, Washington's army had boots and uniforms and clothes to wear. Because Washington crossed the Delaware. Amen. Praise God. Hey, what if Washington said, amen, it's too bad? No, Washington didn't say it. What if his soldiers said it's too bad? He said, you're a soldier. You're under orders. Amen. But nowadays, we don't think anything's that essential. Praise God. The tide was turned in the Revolutionary War that fateful night. When they defeated the Hessians, they accomplished a psychological victory as well as a military victory. Amen. They showed that they were still an organized fighting group. Amen. And they didn't take off for Christmas. And if Cornwallis would have ever doubted before, he would have no doubts now that these Americans would not be stopped in their fight and their quest for their freedom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Chuck was 15 years old on a Sunday night in London, and it was storming. He decided he would walk to church anyway, but the weather got too bad. And so Chuck, this 15-year-old boy, ducked into another church. It was so bad the pastor hadn't even showed up for church. An elder was taking charge of the service. Amen. That night he gave the altar call and he almost called Chuck's name, but he didn't know his name. And so he went back and he invited him to the altar to seek God and to be saved. Amen. And Chuck, the 15-year-old boy who had walked through a storm to go to church on Sunday night, got gloriously saved. Amen. Chuck's real name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Amen. What if Chuck hadn't have gone to church that stormy night? Would the chronicles and annals of church history have read differently? The day would come that Charles Spurgeon would preach to his thousands. 3,000 on Sunday. It would take more than one service to preach to them. Praise God. He would warm the hearts of the people, and his book still challenged preachers down through the ages. Now you know the rest of the story. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. Amen. We live in a day when it don't take but 2 drops of rain and 3 snowflakes to scare a lot of folks out, because really way down deep inside they're looking for an excuse anyway. Amen. Because the fact is, people are tired of God, they're tired of church, and they're tired of the things of God. Amen. And they're looking for a way out. Why are they tired of God? Because they're carnal. They need to pray through. They need to get right with God. They need to really get saved and get on fire for God. Amen. We need to become soldiers. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen. Hey, Jesus is my captain in the army of the Lord. Jesus is my captain in the army of the Lord. And on it goes, and then finally, I believe I'll die in the army of the Lord. I believe I'll die in the army of the Lord. Amen. We got a lot of professed soldiers, but they won't endure very much hardness. We've got a push button army today. They don't even have to face the enemy. All they got to do is look at a computerized map and punch a button, program a missile, and let it go. They don't even have to look at the carnage they cause. Amen. In our push button army today. But what if all those soldiers suddenly left their outposts on those far out islands, Alaskan frozen outposts, desert scorching outposts, guard stations, lookout stations? What if suddenly all of those that scan radar night and day for incoming possible attack missiles and what have you? And there's always, with more and more third world nations getting atomic weapons, there's always that chance that someone will go crazy or a missile will go awry and penetrate American airspace and perpetrate a full-scale atomic war. And so those in vigilance there must be on the job. Oh boy, they'll get there. They'll get there through the ice, because after all, the weatherman has predicted good weather for Atlanta today. Sunshine and 41 degrees. The ice will soon melt. And pretty soon, amen, those poor old boys out there that was counting on the weather to help them out will be sweating like crazy. Amen. What are they producing? Amen. Who are they winning? Souls for Christ? A war for our nation? What are they winning? As they sweat and strive and struggle. And these are the champs that have sweated and struggled and strived. And I don't know what you got to do to make the first down. I don't even know how to play. And I don't care to learn. Amen. One reason I'm too old to start. Amen. Hey, and most of them will be burned out before they're 30. Huh? Amen. I mean, most of those heroes and idols will be a has-been by the time they're 30 years old. Come on. There's not even very many baseball players that make it past 40. Little Satchel Paige that pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals. I think he pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals. He may have pitched for somebody. Anyhow, amen. They said nobody knew how old he was. They just kept him on there. Threw him in when they needed him. Some said he was 50. Some said he was 55. Some said he's 60. He just kept old Sack on there. I tell you what, I like to make my services so indispensable for the glory of God. Amen. They just keep me on the team for a pinch hitter once in a while. Hallelujah. Or a pinch pitcher once in a while. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad for old-time religion, aren't you? The reason I'm glad for old-time religion is I think it's the only way you can make heaven is be saved by being washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And preaching, praying, and shouting and singing is part of it. Woo! Amen. It's a very important scripture here. It says the husbandman must be first partaker of the fruits. It just boils down to this, folks. If the preacher's lazy, those that come up under him gonna be lazy. If the preacher's good for nothing, those that come up under him be good for nothing. If a preacher's a slacker, those that come up under him are a slacker. Amen. If the preacher's unfaithful, those that follow him is going to be unfaithful. If the preacher don't keep his word, Richard was talking about keeping your word. My big problem with preachers through the years, amen, is finding those that'll keep their word. Do what they say they'll do. Amen. I saw a bunch of our used-to-be people sitting around a preacher that is a known liar. In fact, the biggest liar in the pulpit in the Miami Valley, and I felt like singing an old country song. If you don't want, you don't have to get in trouble. If you don't want, you don't have to get in trouble. If you don't want, you don't have to get in trouble. You better leave that liar alone. Amen. But you know that's what folks want. They want somebody to lie to them. They want somebody to tell them the truth. They can't stand it. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. But if the preacher would be better, the people would be better. Hallelujah. The husbandman must be first partaker of the fruits. If a preacher is a poor example, if a preacher's a drag, always late. Whew. He's liable to have a bunch of people that's always a dragging and always late. If a preacher's not prompt, if the preacher hasn't got his priorities straight, how is he going to preach that the people ought to have their priorities straight? Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to be first partakers of the fruit. When it comes to suffering for the gospel's sake and for the kingdom of heaven's sake, amen, we need men of God that'll set the example. Hallelujah. Amen. It'll grow them a hide like a rhinoceros, a backbone like a saw log. Hallelujah. Plenty of knowledge in the gable end of their soul. A pair of galvanized breeches. Iron shoes on their feet. Sign a contract to fight the devil with their fists. And bite him till they ain't got no teeth. And then gum him till they die. Hallelujah. We need men that are worthy men behind the pulpit. But people don't want that. except in sports. They want a man that's putting his life trying to run. Amen. Week in, week out. He got it. What are you doing? What are you doing, sir? I'm staying in shape. What are you going to do? I'm going to be a good sportsman. Thought I'd say soldier, didn't you? A good sportsman. Hallelujah. That's why they take him down here. Amen. In Louisiana. And have them swim through muddy swamps and crawl under muddy, across muddy ground under barbed wire with machine gun bullets flying 16 inches over their head. Live ammunition. Don't stick your head up, boys. That's live ammunition. Amen. We're teaching you how it's going to be when you get out there on the firing line. Amen. Poor little old mama. That's terrible. Put my little old boy through that. That's the only way he'll make it back. That's his only chance. He's got to train. He can't go in there. Even when he comes in after all that training, you have to call him that have been under actual battle. They call them green. Because they've not been under actual battle. They've not seen boys with their legs and arms blown off and their guts pouring out and blood splattered all over everything. They've not seen their buddies killed yet. So they're green. They're not battle-hardened. Amen. They've not hung their head and cried in the foxhole yet because everybody's been killed all around them. And they don't know if they'll ever see Mama again. And they've heard friends say, Mama, Mama, with their last breath. And the only chance you get home, amen, is your training. And the only chance for you, amen, to get good training is have one of the meanest sergeants. One of the meanest first sergeants in the country. So mean and so unreasonable that you want to shoot him. Amen. But he's your only chance to get back. Amen. Nowadays, if a preacher's not a coward and a compromiser, they don't want him behind the pulpit because they got churches full of cowards and compromisers that don't want to train for battle. Amen. They don't want to wear the uniform. Amen. What is our uniform? It's modest apparel. Men looking like men, women looking like women. Women wearing dresses, modest dresses. Amen. Men wearing clothes. Praise God. Amen. Hey, us soldiers, we don't come to church in shorts and ill-clad. Hey, we don't march in God's parade like that, you know. Amen. We've got somebody, amen, that is examining the troops. Every time we go to church. Amen. So we need some spit and polish. Amen. For the time being, and then when it comes time to put on the camo and the camouflage, amen, and patent, oh, blood and guts, patent. He told them they could do it. He passed every outpost and guard station. He said, don't try to clean them out. Leave them behind. Surround them. Take the land. And Patton, with his troops, headed for the Rhine. Amen. And he told his men they could do it. Outgunned, outnumbered, fighting on the enemy's homeland where they desperately tried to defend their homeland. General George Patton, amen, commanded his troops, went out into the field and walked among them with his pearl handle pistols hanging on his belt. Amen. And he said, there's George. He set an example for his troops. Amen. He encouraged his men. They rode their tanks. Amen. And they blasted their way through village after village after village until they crossed the Rhine. Amen. Hey, amen. They sung the high praises of George Patton, but everybody didn't. Generals was jealous of him. They said he's taken materials from the other armies to win the battle. Amen. But General George Patton was in a battle to save what was left of a remnant of suffering Jews. It was God that had George Patton, amen, liberate the concentration camps. Listen, folks, there are people today that's bound by sin. They need liberated. But we need good soldiers that'll stay in the battle to liberate them. And when Christians are bound by the same things and preachers are bound by the same thing, you know what he said? He said not to be entangled with the affairs of this life so we can please him who called us to be a soldier. Amen. There's people out there that need to be set free. No, there's no time to go and leave, boys. There's no time for pity. Amen. There's no time for a premature furlough. Hallelujah. We'll all go home together when the battle's over. We'll all wear a crown. Hallelujah. This service is essential. If we're going to set people free, hallelujah, we're going to have to forge ahead. Happy Super Saint Sunday. Amen. Because I'd like to be able to say, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Amen. No dragon, no flagging. Praise God. No excuses. Hallelujah. We'll all sit down and rest beside the river. Some sweet day. Amen. What if the people that manned the power station quit on Sunday? Or Wednesday? Or Saturday night? What if the people that run the pumps at the waterworks quit? What if the people that run the telephone company quit? Huh? They shut down the whole state of Arkansas with over a foot of snow over most of the state. Hardly a snowplow in the whole state. Not one salt truck in the whole state. Just shut down the whole state. Amen. It took a boy with a four-wheel drive truck 2 days to drive from Texarkana, Arkansas to Paducah. Y'all seen that Z71, amen, that red extended cab Chevrolet truck when he got there too. Amen, 15, 20 mile an hour all the way, four-wheel drive. He made it. Amen. Hey, what if Ohio did that and the salt trucks and plows quit running? Why, my goodness, the people that couldn't get to church on Sunday wouldn't be able to get to work on Monday. It'd be a terrible disaster. Why do people go to work on Monday? So they can get that paycheck Friday. And they got a little motto, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Amen. Well, why don't people be faithful to God in church? Because they really don't believe God pays people to work for him. You say, well, I don't know if I'm going to get it by and by or not, so I'll just take a chance and not work today. You're going to be like O.V. Young. Lived down across the creek from me, and me and him in E.W. England was making hay for Floyd Cathy for $1.50 a day. Amen. And so, boy, at the end of the week, we got $7.50 apiece. But he didn't give O.V. $7.50. Amen. He docked him. O.V. was kind of miffed because he didn't pay him full pay. But 2 days, O.V. laid in bed and didn't get to work on time. He said, you get yourself out of here to work on time so I'll pay you a full day's wages. We think God's not going to pay us. And sure enough, he's not. We'll not have a full reward when we get to heaven because we didn't do a full day's work for God. What does it mean to work for God? If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Amen. But if we deny him, that is, we refuse to suffer, He'll deny us. All the same verse. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, 12th verse, he'll also deny us. Amen. If we don't work a full day's work, we won't get a full day's pay. That's why the Bible said to the preachers, study to show thyself approved unto your congregation, the denomination, the professor to Bible school. Study to show yourself approved of the professor to Bible school. What does it say? Study to show thyself approved unto who? Unto God. Well, I'll say. Amen. God takes notice when we study. God takes notice when we dig. God takes notice when we give attendance to reading. Amen. It comes forth in our speech. We let it be known by the depth of our doctrine, whether we have studied or not. Amen. Ooh, quite to the contrary. Some folks think, you know, if you study and know a little bit, you know, that you'll be dead as a hammer and dry as a bird's nest. No, it'll set you on fire. You study a little bit, praise God, and read the Bible a lot. Hallelujah. The first thing you know, you've got more messages than you can shake a stick at. Amen. And if they don't give you a chance to preach, you'll be like a mosquito. You'll make one. Amen. That's what B.P. Carroll said. Said, if they don't give me a chance to preach, said, I'll be like a mosquito. Said, I'll make me a place. Amen. I've had them bore through my shirt, amen, when they couldn't get to the hide. Whoo-wee, amen. And you begin to study and catch on fire. Praise God, as you study and muse about the things of God and the wonderful prophecies and the wonderful things of heaven. Hallelujah. And it just thrills your soul. And the first thing you know, amen, the Bible said, while I was musing, the fire burned. Amen. We set an example for others to study. So read, 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 read. Hallelujah. Study, study, study. Pray, pray, pray. Go, go, go. And don't let nothing stop you. And realize that your first priority is the gospel. Amen. Now, Paul knew how to work. And he carried a tent-making kit with him. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Amen. That's an old saying. Amen. And praise God, he carried a tent-making kit with him. He wasn't too good to work. He could work or walk. I ride a boat in a storm-tossed sea and carry the gospel. And his prayers would steady that rocking ship. Hallelujah. Amen. And your Clyden would be no match for the prayers of the Apostle Paul. One of the big jobs of the preacher is to pray. And Mary, Queen of Scots, in bygone years, said she feared the prayers of John Knox more than she feared the armies of the world. It's your prayers that's holding Hamilton together. It's your prayers that's holding things together. Amen. It's your prayers that make it easier for us preachers. Boy, if we don't have people of God praying for us, we'll go ahead, but it's going to be harder. It's going to be tougher. I've been going the last 2 weeks on your prayers, but I ain't stopped. Praise God. Going on your prayers. Hallelujah. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate you being faithful. I was proud of you last night. Boy, saw those cars at church. Amen. Snow all over them. Praise God. The snow coming down. Ooh, I went to one church to hold revival in Flint, Michigan. I called the preacher before I left. I said, boy, they predicted a lot of snow for Michigan. I said, do your people come to church in the snow? He said, oh, I said, I don't think nothing about it up here. I took him at his word, and I headed out, and I went dashing through the snow, Brother Gary. I was proud to see Gary out there on that bobcat, moving that snow and making that parking lot a little more accessible for you this morning. Praise God with his bobcat. I headed north to Michigan. And the worse, the header I went, the worse it got. Amen. And, man, after a while, his car's off the road everywhere, and I just kept going. Amen. And I rolled into the church in Flint, Michigan, and there wasn't nobody's car there except the preacher's. I went in the church, and there wasn't nobody there but the preacher. It come a 6-inch snow right at church time. And when the whole crowd got there, there was nobody there but the pastor and his wife and his son and his wife and their kids and me. Amen. And the folks in Michigan, right at church time, sometimes don't go to church either if the storm comes at the right time. Amen. But I was proud of you last night. You came to church and it snowed on your cars while you was in church. Camouflaged them real good. Couldn't tell whether you had a Cadillac or a Chevrolet. Couldn't tell whether you had a 90 or a 99. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, praise God. You get to suffering for the righteous, for God, Christ's sake and for righteousness' sake. Amen. Pretty soon you can't tell which ducks what. We're just all God's ducks. Amen. And some of these days we're all going to get together around the throne. And when we do, the Lord will never hear the last of it. Praise God. Raise your hands and praise God for old time religion bought by the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Father God in heaven, bless our broken remarks and our challenge, Lord God. Let it go out worldwide and let our hearts be challenged and let our souls be stirred. I pray in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Stand with us as we sing. Let's come around, pray, seek the Lord a little bit. Amen. That's part of our ministry. That's where we win the victory. We run faster and hold out longer on our knees than any other way. Hallelujah. Ooh, a preacher is more known for his kneology in the long run than he is for his theology. Hallelujah. Cry out to God and claim the promise. Amen.
Whatever grain it won't matter tomorrow how weary I feel. We're trying to harvest these fields. Trying to harvest the fields. Whatever grain it may yield won't matter tomorrow. Trying to harvest these fields. The fields are white, the laborers are few. Someone quit today, could that have been you? Please, Lord of the harvest, send help to the few. We're trying to harvest these fields. I'm trying to harvest these fields. Whatever grain it will yield won't matter tomorrow how weary I feel. We're trying to harvest these fields. I felt so alone, my heart filled with pain. The clouds rush upon me, my tears were the rain. The heat of the day need courage to stay. Lord, I'm trying to harvest these fields. I'm trying to harvest these fields.
Whatever grain it may yield
won't matter tomorrow, how weary I feel. We're trying to harvest these fields. My wife needs new clothes, the kids need some shoes. The bank account's empty,
the gas tank is too. Lord, just a miracle to help make it through. We're trying to harvest these fields. Trying to harvest these fields. Oh, whatever grain it may yield. What matter tomorrow how tired I feel. I'm trying to harvest these fields. 11th hour and help never came. The grain is falling and who is to blame? The Lord of the harvest is calling for you to help us to harvest.